Welcome to the Shoestring Marketing Podcast. This is Jessica Swanson of the Shoestring Marketing Association. And today we'll be talking about weight loss and marketing, what they have in common. Have you ever struggled with losing those last 10, 20, even 50 pounds? If you're like most Americans, including me, the constant battle to lose weight is a full-time job. Here's my own personal weight ordeal. I was always naturally thin and one of those people who never had to worry about my weight until last November. Then I had my appendix out. I gained 10 pounds instantly, and diet and exercise didn't help a bit. Plus, turning 40 wasn't exactly making things any easier. So, over the past several months, it's been a constant battle between me and those stubborn little 10 pounds. Unfortunately, it seems like the pounds are here to stay. But I'm the first to admit that I have plenty of excuses as to why I can't lose weight. I'm too busy with work, I don't have time to make a healthy lunch, or I'm just too tired. In my constant battle to lose weight, I've noticed that there are more similarities between marketing a business and losing weight than I could ever have imagined. Here's a few lessons I've learned in the past several months. Number one, it won't happen overnight. Whether it's losing those last 15 pounds or moving your small business into that six-figure mark, there's no such thing as get rich quick or get thin quick. It's going to take effort. So decide right now that you are not going to expect a miracle. You are simply going to work hard and do whatever it takes to succeed. Number two, it's all about forming good habits. If you want to lose weight, then you have to form healthy habits because there's certainly no magic cure. At the end of the day, it's all about exercising and refraining from eating 3 extra brownies for dessert. It's the same with marketing. If you want to succeed, then you have to write that blog post even when you're not in the mood. Write a press release even if you have a headache, and put together your sales letter even if your favorite TV show is on. Number three, think long term. Patience, perseverance, and tenacity are the name of the game. When it comes to dieting, research suggests that slow and steady weight loss, no more than 2 pounds a week, helps individuals keep their weight off long term. It's the same with marketing. If you make a point to engage in some form of marketing every single day, even if it's just a quick 30 minutes, the possibility of success greatly increases. Your marketing motto should be slow, steady, and always moving forward. So at the end of the day, both the expansion of our small business and the reduction of our waist size is up to us. We need to decide that we are going to attack and conquer by understanding that nothing happens overnight, forming good habits, and thinking long-term success. So there you have it, another shoestring marketing strategy to explode your small business profits. This is Jessica Swanson, and if you're looking for loads of other shoestring marketing tips, strategies, and training, just take a quick trip over to www.shoestringmarketingassociation.com. It's your one-stop shop for all of your do-it-yourself marketing needs, including a free shoestring marketing kit that you can download immediately. Bye for now.